back here, 921. Got the clouds and 59 degrees. Thursday Talk Round continues. This is our 920 Thursday tradition each and every week. Heading on out to the Hive, which is Twin Town Villa, talking with Mary Wolfgram on the phone with me this morning. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I got a question. What is your favorite season out there at Twin Town Villa? If you had to pick one, what season would it be?
Well, I'm a summer girl.
Yeah, I know you are.
You know, Christmas around here is pretty magical. So probably for Twin Town Villa, I would say Christmas.
Okay, Christmas is your favorite.
Yes.
All right.
But, you know, speaking of holidays, we are gearing up for Halloween. And we are opening our doors for all our littles in our community to come and trick-or-treat with our residents on October 31st, actual Halloween, from 4 to 5 or until candy is gone. I say 4 to 5. I know that sounds like, oh, my gosh, that's only an hour. But we usually run out of candy within that hour. We have close to 200 kids that show up, and it's pretty busy and fun. And so if you want to plan, we start at our north entrance. We travel up our stairs, and we have it set up that way. And so if you do plan to come, come early and come with lots of smiles and be ready to be greeted by lots of smiles.
Boy, over 200 kids, that is definitely the Hive, definitely buzzing out there. You've done this for a few years, Mary, right?
We have. We've done it for a lot of years, actually. You know, and we are asking for donations if there's anybody in the community that would graciously donate candy. To help our residents have, to make sure that we do have enough candy to hand out for our littles. We would appreciate that, too. And those those donations could be dropped off at the north entrance in our front office.
Okay. And like I say, with that many kids and your residents have to look forward to this year in and year out, I would think.
They love it. Mm-hmm. They dress up. Some of them dress up. Some family members come and help us. It's just really a lot of fun. They just, you know, and they talk about it for days upon days. So sure. We really do appreciate everybody who does come out and help us, because it's not only a celebration for the littles, it's a celebration for our residents.
Without a doubt. And talk about making great, great memories. Mary, what else going on out there quickly? What's happening at Twin Town Villa?
Well, we're heading out to Maplewood State Park today, this afternoon, to tour the leaves, of course, you know, and stop at a restaurant for pie and coffee. And then, of course, we have our usual Thursday morning exercises. We have manicures this afternoon. We have church services this morning, cards this afternoon. So we're busy, busy, busy.
Moving and shaking, like you like to say. Any availabilities, Mary, before we wrap it up?
Right now we are full, but you know, we just never ever know. So mm-hmm. If it's something that you are, you know, thinking that you would like to get in here, give us a call. We'll see what you're on our wait list for sure.
Fantastic. Mary, great to talk with you. As always, have a great rest of the week, a good weekend, and we'll talk next Thursday, okay?
You too. Take care.
That is Mary Wolfgram out of Twin Town Villa. We chat with Mary every Thursday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Lipstick, a letter across the mirror this morning, said goodbye.